Turn your Bibles to St. John chapter 8, verse 31. Very familiar passage. Hallelujah, hallelujah. St. John chapter 8, verse 31, 32. Glory to God. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if you continue in my word, then, are you my disciples? Indeed. Oh, so there's a contingency clause. And you shall know the truth. Now, shall takes on the meaning of must. That means it has to happen. And you must know the truth. And the truth must make you free. See, there's a direct commandment that's been placed on this word. So say expectation. Now, expectation is what I gathered out of this. Why? We can expect the word to do what it said it would do when we do our part. So it says, if I believe on him and I continue in the word, I become a disciple, and the truth that I know, not the truth that I just quote, the truth that I am interacting, that I am having an experience with, that truth is going to make me free. Not set me free, make me free. So expectation is based on what we know. You can only expect based on the truth you know. If you have very little truth living inside of you, you don't have a great expectation for God doing a whole lot of things in your life. Now, the word know means having developed a relationship with someone or something through spending time with them or it. That's the only way you get to know the truth. You must spend time with the one who made truth and who is truth, and you must spend time with his word, because that's how you develop truth. Amen? Example, if I promise either one of you in this room to take you to dinner, you all would have an expectation or expectancy to go to dinner. Why? Because you know me. You know that my word is good. However, if you didn't know me, you would hesitate to change your plans to go out. Why? You don't know me. There's an assumption, but you don't know me. You might be assuming that my word is good, but you're not sure. So you're slow to respond. When you are slow to respond to tithing and giving, it's because you don't know. It should be one of the fastest things you want to do. It should be so ready in your heart. When you are slow to tithe and give, because you don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't know the benefits of tithing and giving yet. So when we hesitate to expect God's word to do what he said it would do, is because we haven't developed an intimate relationship with that word. Now, we might quote a scripture or a financial prophet. We'll say a prophetic word that's been given to somebody else, like money coming. We'll quote that, but we haven't interacted with it. So where we can believe it. Come on, stand to your feet.